When I say old AFC Central days, what comes to mind?
A great time. It was some great rivalries. The black and blue division. It was just always fun. It really was, especially against the Ravens in those wars back in the day. And Kadri kind of ripped my heart out of my chest. That was tough.
Well, the crazy thing about it, Frank, the way in which I guess the rival, because it was such a new division, there were, you know, new teams. Obviously, the history of the Houston Oilers and the Cleveland Browns are there and for what it was. But that being said, the Titans and the Ravens, I mean, it quickly turned into an intensity of a back and forth battle. I mean, you had so many great players on Tennessee, so many great players on Baltimore, and when we just got together, I mean, it was toxic, but it was a strong love-hate relationship, I would say, as far as sitting there. And I said this actually to a Tennessee station earlier today, that your fan base, I would put it up against any fan base in the NFL, and absolutely the intensity of the noise and how to cheer and why and all that was so evident, and that's what made it such a tough place to play down there in Old Adelphia Coliseum.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, we were rocking and rolling in that stretch in 99 to 03. I guess the newness of everything, new stadium, and the success we had early on. And that's what makes the game so great, is teams like you guys, and then Jacksonville when they were rolling. Mm. It's just that those wars, we played each other, felt like we were playing each other every other week. We knew each other so well. And, yeah, I mean, it was heated. I think there was just so much respect there and so much competition. I think a lot of the bitterness was, I guess, between Fisher and Billick more than players, I guess. But
yeah.
But they were some battles, man. I mean, the battle scars are still there, and it was just always fun, especially now that we're retired. You think back, and that was just the greatest part of the game, even though we were primed and ready to go, and that was our year. We thought we should have won that game in 2000 after going to the Super Bowl, but you guys found a way. And with our missed field goals and the blocked field goal, that craziness. Mm. But I always say that we were the team that could move the ball on, in my opinion, the greatest defense ever put together.
That is a fact. No, that is very factual. It was always angst every time, you know, Steve McNair would come out and you guys would just follow him. I mean, it was like, okay, here we go. Here comes another third down conversion. Oh, God, we thought we had him sacked. Nope, there we go. Frank again just doing what he does. Why do we have to have an issue with him? Why does he have to be strong right after catch? What is up with these big plays down the football field? You're absolutely right. It was always, we have to have our A game. If we blink, we're losing this game. And that's something where I think made the rivals such an interesting back and forth one.
Yeah, it really was. And obviously you were a great player. And when you guys needed a play, you guys made it. And just some great battles. You think back on it, just really, really cool battles. I saw a video today of one of the games that we played. I think it was even the playoff game in 03. It was that whole press conference thing with it was like Steve versus Ray.
Yep.
And it's a really cool opening if you ever get to see it. So, back, you know, kind of reminiscing on, especially this week with us going up there. At least we got a little bit of revenge, or avenged that horrible loss in 2000 when we went up there in the playoffs and won. That was our Super Bowl, I guess.
Yeah, that was a Del Greco field goal in the final moments, right? Yeah.
No, Gary Anderson.
Gary Anderson.
Gary Anderson.
Man, Del Greco had the infamous misses, yeah. I guess, in the 2000 Woo-hoo! Postseason run and the Anthony Mitchell right. play and everything else. And if you ask most Baltimore sports fans, Frank, in the last 20, 25 years, they'll tell you perhaps the greatest moment in Baltimore sports was Ray Lewis essentially creeping up on Eddie George and having a ball pop out, and it goes into Ray's hands as he was creeping up on him, and then he walked in the end zone to pretty much end that game. And I talked to Eddie about that play this week of the Super Bowl a couple years ago in New Orleans, and I mean, he said we were at that point it was kind of a say goodbye to Ray Lewis week, but just such a great matchup and the physicality of the division, especially with the backs, and the backs in that league at the time or in that division were Jamal Lewis, Eddie George, Corey Dillon, and Fred Taylor. I mean, are you kidding me?
All in their prime. Like,
that was sick. Yeah, those battles. I mean, Eddie and Ray just were just going at it, just fierce competitors. And I'll tell you what, I'll be truthful. Everyone says that Ray just stole the ball off of Eddie. And I think that haunted Eddie for a while. But if you look at the play, the ball—I mean, all due respect to Steve—the ball was a little bit behind him.
And fair enough. Fair enough.
Back yep. and Ray was beat on the play. Yep. He just he grabbed it and ran. And of course, with my blazing speed, I was trailing the play and always see that highlight of me trying to trip him up and couldn't catch him. So. But you know what, Eddie, talking to Eddie this past preseason when we went up there in 03, there's one particular play, I don't know if you guys remember, but Eddie separated his shoulder and then on a kind of a stretch play to the outside to the left, he locked eyes with Ray, one-on-one.
Oh, and Eddie, yeah.
Eddie got the forearm underneath his pad, picked him up, and dumped him on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a moment that I think was just took that gorilla off of Eddie's back for a number of years after that play. I mean, I think that was sweet justice for Eddie because he took so much slack for that one play.